With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The unrest that began in Los Angeles has spread to some other cities, New York, Chicago, San Francisco among them. But the rioting that convulsed L.A. over the past 4 days did subside overnight. An uneasy calm prevailed amid a nighttime curfew in parts of downtown. President Trump not ruling out turning to the Insurrection Act to restore law and order.
The Insurrection Act authorizes the president to deploy military forces inside the United States to suppress rebellion or domestic violence or to enforce the law in certain situations.
If there's an insurrection, I would certainly invoke it.
Speaking in the Oval Office, the president was asked how long National Guard troops will stay in Los Angeles.
There's no danger, they'll leave.
He said L.A. was under siege until he authorized sending in the National Guard. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Both sides reporting progress in efforts to resolve the trade standoff between the U.S. and China. High-level delegations from both countries have been meeting in London. Southern Baptist delegates at their national meeting have, by a wide margin, endorsed banning same-sex marriage. They're also calling for a reversal of the U.S. Supreme Court's 10-year-old ruling, legalizing it nationwide. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise says the L.A. riots provide more evidence of why Congress must approve President Trump's spending and tax cut bill.
One of the many great provisions in this bill that we came together to pass through the House are provisions that allow our ICE agents and our Border Patrol agents to get more resources, to get more support.
When it comes to his high-profile feud with President Trump, Elon Musk now says he regrets some of his online remarks. Taking to X, the former Trump ally writes that some of his comments went too far. Wall Street, Dow futures down 59. This is SRN News. Simone Biles embraces transgenderism.
She is the most decorated gymnast in history and became America's sweetheart during her incredible performance at the 2016 Olympics. But Biles has lately taken to defending boys who play sports on girls' teams, calling those who object bullies. When former female swimming champion Riley Gaines criticized Minnesota for allowing a boy to play on a high school girls softball team which won the state title, Biles called Gaines, quote, truly sick. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has ruled that two government agencies cannot punish Catholic employers and health care providers if they refuse to pay for or provide sex change operations for their workers. The decision bars the Department of Health and Human Services from enforcing a rule it imposed in 2024 under President Biden. The judge also barred the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission from punishing employers for refusing to cover so-called gender-affirming care in their health insurance policies. This is SRN News. The waters of the Chesapeake Bay are troubled waters, but there are some hopeful signs for the future.
In an annual report card on the nation's largest estuary, the University of Maryland Center for Environmental Science gave the bay a C grade Tuesday. That compares to a C-plus grade last year, which was the highest grade the bay has received since 2002. The report noted that last year was the hottest year on record, with extreme rainfall patterns. Despite the grade drop, the report cited long-term improvements in dissolved oxygen in the bay's waters to help support bay life. The report also noted long-term improvements in aquatic grasses. Keith Peters, Washington.
Preparations well underway for Saturday's big military parade in Washington, D.C., a celebration of America. It's also a celebration of the Army's 250th anniversary. More details at srnnews.com.